come on down and listen to the pod. We got Tone, Hadley, Pat, Connor, Jimmy's, Big Boy, Jay, and Evan Hart. Hang up, so when you're near him, you got nothing to lose. If you don't, then you're a sellout, buddy, you're a snoop. Round of applause, here come the boys. Oh.
Welcome to the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a full barn today. Barn's full of the boys. We don't need
boys.
Everybody's here. We don't need to do that. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Fucking buzzing, Bob.
Buzzing. Yeah, I'm buzzing as
buzzing.
Well.
Buzzing?
Any plans for this weekend, gentlemen?
Oh.
Huge plans.
Really?
No.
Honestly, first week in a long time, play. No plans. I'm fucking pretty pumped.
How good does that feel?
No plans on the books.
Play video games the entire weekend.
I did send Connor and Nick a text last night for zombies.
I should have put that in
I tried bringing that back.
Zombos?
Oh, Zombo Bombos, maybe.
Zombs are back?
There's been talk of, much like zombies rising from the dead, a certain gang of sea creatures emerging from the dead.
Shock, 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 shock.
That probably won't happen though. But
it is shark bait.
No, because GTA 6 comes out in 2025.
That's right.
Put it on the books.
And to be honest, I wouldn't mind maybe jumping back in because I've been paying $9.99 a month. We haven't played it in about a year. So
it's been a long time. You know, it had its run.
It did,
like all games do.
It did.
I actually just won the World Series. In the show.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony, Nick.
Have you finished episode 1.5 of fucking...
I swept the Pirates, by the way. I just wanted to
throw
that out. Sorry, boys made the series.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was that's good impressive. Run by them. I did watch 2 full episodes of The Sopranos yesterday.
Holy
shit. I'm on the 5th episode. It is... a great show. I think I'm going to make it.
5th episode is, I think, if I remember correctly, it's one of, they say, like the top 5 in the entire series.
Get out of here.
College? Is that the next one?
I'm rewatching it. I just Asher watched Roth. That one.
Yeah, so when Meadow goes on like a college visit.
Oh, yeah.
So what just happened was...
and they find that rat.
I don't know the names at all.
That rat bastard.
Chris, right?
Chrissy.
His buddy just got his brains blown out. For selling crystal meth to Tony's daughter.
Yep.
So that's like the last
fucking
thing.
Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher's awesome. Fucking I love him. They fake popped him. It was oh, nice.
Good show.
Great show. Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, you should
about
stick
it,
with it. Stick with it.
I will. I think this is the one. I think this show is gonna make it the distance.
Is Paulie Walnuts in there from the beginning?
Paulie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Paulie was my favorite character in the second episode, I think. He hasn't really popped up, though. He's kind of in and out.
I think you're going to have to jump on it because week one's in like a month.
Then it's over.
And then, yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, then there's no chance I make it through. So maybe this time next year I'll be like headed into the third season.
That'd be progress.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good goal. It's a good goal.
Absolutely, yeah, I said it. What about you guys? You guys watching anything, or is it all
I'm going to
bullshit?
See Old this weekend. Yeah, 100%.
It looks good.
I did get Stars last night as well.
It looks tempting.
See, I
would watch it.
I think it looks...
For free at home.
Bingo.
It looks like it would be... If the ending's good, and it's a massive if, because it's Shyamalan... If the ending's good, it's going
to
be a good
it
movie.
It feels like a movie you just have to see. Just whether it's good or not, I don't know.
I just need
it's
to
must know. See it in your book. Yeah.
Stamp so it. M. Night is your guy.
No.
You
like,
love
it might
M.
not
Night.
Be good. Like, just watching the preview, I was like, I have to see
is it
this
on
movie.
Streaming?
No. Unfortunately.
Cool. It's a theater, shame. Dude.
I know. With the HBO Max now. Yeah.
Listen, you need a link. You come to me. I'll find
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. I have.
Nick is the link guy.
Don't worry. Turncoat Tony. You get a link from him.
It's. I mean, I have the links.
I'll send you the links, too.
I don't need them.
I don't need them.
If there's an old link,
I will walk
to the theater. We're just breaking Fire Stick links, right?
Oh,
are you going computer
can get
links?
Fire sticks? I can get computer links. I can
yeah.
get
what? What?
This phone. Man's got all the
I'm
links.
Single-handedly
link?
Don't tweet me for links. People tweet me for links.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, we're not playing that game.
Yeah, DM them. Just DM them instead.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah,
yeah. DM.
DMs are open.
That works for sure.
I started watching Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast.
The ones where they dress up.
Oh, the dating show?
Yes. Yeah. I watched the first 2 episodes.
It's pretty good.
It is hilarious. I would say it's very cringe.
Beast Boobs?
But it is funny. The second episode, the beaver character from the commercials. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious episode. But you'll be surprised how, like, hot some of these people are.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Are there any absolute dogs who are like...
Nothing. First two episodes, no. Everyone was, like, good looking.
Okay.
What about...
I wasn't sure if there was one.
Yeah, there needs to be...
Booze bag.
There needs to be at least one guy like that. Hey, nice boobs.
Yeah. Well, that was the beaver guy. It was fucking hilarious.
The beaver guy was...
Yeah, trust me, it was a beaver. Yeah.
Boobs. Are there beast boobs?
Because I love beavers.
So the only thing, yeah, like, you could still see, like, all the body traits. So they don't put like,
that. It's the mask.
It's just like the mask.
It's like Jesse Ramos. Julia Stamos.
John Stamos?
Come again?
I know John.
Yeah, who's Julia?
Rebecca Romaine.
Record Romaine Stamos.
Record Romaine.
What is that?
When she was
fucking Mystique in X-Men.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your brain is a wild place, my friend.
Carmen Electra.
We got there.
The Carmen Electra. She might have been in like
a scary movie or something
like that.
What's her name? J-Law was a great Mystique too.
Yeah. J-Law was a great Mystique.
J-Law's awesome. Where's she been?
Good question.
Hanging around.
What did I watch? I watched The Quiet Place Part 2, and
how'd you feel?
Very much like you said. It was good, but
yeah,
you know.
Didn't need it.
Not as good as the first one, in my opinion.
Yeah, and whenever that's the case, chances are I will not pay for something like that.
I don't think.
Not,
well, yeah, you definitely shouldn't pay for it.
No way.
But it's
love Chris Anthony.
Still worth a watch.
Yeah.
I started watching Raising Kanan last night.
What's that?
So Power was 50 Cent's show.
Yeah.
This is 50 Cent as a kid before Power.
Okay. Is this why you got promoted. Stars?
This is I bought Stars last night just to watch this show. First episode was good.
I thought you were out on shows. You were just talking about how there's no good shows anymore. You got nothing to watch.
And sports and boobs.
You decided to get,
yes. What I thought
to
I
get stars for Raising Kanan? Yeah.
They pull me back in. Yes. Yes.
I loved Power. I thought Power was awesome. So anything connected to that, I will watch.
Wasn't Turtle a lawyer in Power?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Still in it, right?
Lost every case.
Turtle?
I don't doubt it. Man, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, there he's about.
He hasn't said a word.
Yeah,
I'm going to Idaho. I'm going to Boise, Idaho, to go to my cousin's wedding. Another wedding.
That sucks, dude.
Hey, bring back some potatoes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring back some potatoes. It'll be cool. Yeah, it'll be fun.
You gonna get doped up?
You know what? I don't think weed is legal there. I'm flying in Friday night and I'm leaving Sunday morning. Yeah, I got a suit. I gotta go get a.
Do you look like a goofball in the suit?
Yeah, sure. It's like super dog.
Yeah,
hanging
over his
ass.
No, I do. I have a normal sized fitted suit. I'm a skinny guy.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay.
I'm skinny. Zito's overweight. Oh yeah.
Wow, Zito can't have a suit.
That's bullshit, Mitt. Don't do that.
Come on, Mitt.
What do you mean?
Why'd you do that?
I have a big boxy suit. I'm a slim, skinny guy. I have a normal.
You have a Steve Harvey suit.
What are you trying to say about Zito?
Zito looked incredible at Ty's wedding. You should see
a lot of best dress comments for Zito.
Come on.
Yeah?
It was my body double that was there.
Was it a flowery shirt?
No. Stripes or wasn't it?
I thought it had birds on it.
Tiny bit flowery. Yeah.
I thought it had birds on it.
Might have been a little flamingos on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
If I remember correctly.
I thought.
It's got nothing on that shirt he's wearing right now.
Who's got the juice?
Come on.
No.
They wish.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think a lot of people wish that.
Yeah, well.
Come on, Oos.
Come on.
You're right. Let's get into the fod, huh?
There you go.
Huh?
Here you go, Ty.
Oh, yeah. This is fucking up in
your neck of the woods,
me and Tony's neck of the woods. Apparently, some lady who is, running around in the early morning has been pooping in people's lawns and then wiping her ass and leaving it there as a calling card of sorts.
The TP's been left there?
I believe
dirty
so.
Dirty TP.
That's her calling card. They described it as in the news report.
So they apparently, have video of her.
She did it last summer as well. Took the winter off, obviously.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
Got to stay inside in cold weather. But now that it's warm out, she's running again, and she is pooping in yards.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah.
How bored do you have to be?
No, she's a runner.
Hey, I you know, just to mix it up a little, I think I'm just going to start pooping in people's yards.
If you do, work, I don't know, I assume it's in the morning, because if you do work out in the morning, you can't start your workout until you poop.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, like she gets ready, has a couple sips of coffee,
goes on a run.
Start BM on. Doesn't hit yet. I can't wait. I'm going to go for the run. You're all boom. Energized. And then it hits you in the middle of the run.
Awesome. Then, this happens with my dogs all the time. She probably forgot to bring the poop bags with her on the run.
So maybe you're saying, like...
No, she brings tissues, no, but so you're she knows saying, what she's doing.
Yeah, this is a serial true. Pooper. Like, this is like an event.
She carrying a roll with her? She just, oh, yeah. She just knows how much she needs.
Gotta be a roll. I mean...
Oh, maybe, you never maybe know how much like a heavy lasagna the night before. You know, she might need, like, you know, exactly. A whole box of wet wipes or something.
She did it accidentally the first time, and then she was like, I like pooping in your arms, yes. Actually. I'm gonna do this every morning.
She's definitely a housewife who doesn't go out and have a job or anything, so, yeah. Like, this is her excitement. For the day.
Yeah, well, and then, well, you know, she was maybe thinking about being done, and then they put the fucking no pooping sign up, and she was like, oh, these motherfuckers.
I'm just getting started now. Hey, yeah. You're trying to shut me down.
Don't put this on our neighborhood either. This is closer
no.
to fucking Nick and
no,
Zito.
It's not. No, you tried saying that this was closer to my house, and we looked at a map. You clearly have no idea where I live. It's in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to be honest. Completely honest.
Yep.
It's a 12-minute drive from Nick's and Zito's house. It's an 11-minute drive from my house.
Yeah, so that's your neck of the woods right there.
I am slightly closer.
You are in the path, and there's a body of water separating us.
Tell you what, good for her if she runs an 11-minute drive to my house, because that's quite a run.
I do wonder, where does this... I mean, I'm kind of fascinated by this lady now.
Do you think she's pooping in her own neighborhood?
How do
they
know she's
a
runner?
We should scout her out.
No, she's not pooping in her own neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I know.
You don't shit where you eat, man.
How far is she running to poop?
Yeah, how far is she running to poop? Where is she going to?
Think she drives this neighborhood?
She could just live around the corner, poop, and go back.
But she could also live in the neighborhood right next to Tony's, just go the opposite way, end up in Tony's neighborhood. Tony wakes up. Poop in
she
his
ain't
yard.
Pooping in my yard, dude.
Yeah, she's pooping in your
yard. Ain't happening.
What if she poops in your driveway?
I got bear traps.
Changes it up.
I got bear traps set all over my yard.
What if this is the bird, the lady who was throwing bread in your
in your
place? Could be the lady. Like, I need to level
could
up.
Be the lady that was my neighbor trying to poison my dogs.
Oh yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah.
By the way, in spoiler alert, but not a spoiler alert. Quiet Place 2. Kid gets fucking caught in a bear trap.
Dude,
that seems like it hurts.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Which kid?
He's the worst.
It's a trap for a bear.
Yeah, made out of
so it's
steel.
Not the oldest sister? It's the
he stinks.
It's the kid?
Yeah.
That kid does stink.
He does stink.
He does
give
stink.
Him a break. Yeah, kind of
don't be
trap.
Pooping in people's yards next.
Never understood why sunglasses were so goddamn expensive.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Couldn't figure it out.
So Shady Rays, they fucking took the baton. And they set out to change it.
Thank you, Shady Rays.
They're an independent sunglass company, so they do things their way.
Hell yeah!
Something that's very rare in that industry, okay? Shady Rays are premium polarized shades at a fraction of the price of the big name brands.
You know it.
The best part about it.
Tell me.
Have you seen the warranty on these things?
No, I don't think so.
Here, let me... If you lose or break your shades, no questions asked, day one... They'll send you a new pair.
What?
Huh?
Drop it in a lake, in a ocean.
What?
Anything.
What?
They'll replace them. Every pair of Shady Rays is guaranteed for life, so take them on your next adventure, and Shady Rays got your back. Shady Rays also provides 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order placed.
Oh, good people.
Great people. Over 15 million meals to date have been donated. Change the way you wear sunglasses and give Shady Rays a risk-free shot. We think you're going to love them. And if they're not for you, you can return them for free. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Exclusively for pod listeners. Whew. This can't be right.
No, what is it?
You get 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. That's right, BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Use code PAT. At ShadyRays.com, 50% off, two or more pairs. Buy one, get one free. 50% off, use code PAT.
Weird. Dubai has been drenching its citizens with artificial rain because they are seeing record highs of 120 degrees like every single day. They said, hey, we
turn
gotta,
on the rain.
We got to cool get some off. Moisture down there. These people are going crazy.
Z was amazed by it.
Yeah, so what they're driving drones up there and then shooting like electrical currents into the clouds to form the moisture.
They're seeding the clouds.
Yeah.
Cloud seeding.
So
don't love it.
Geostorm is real. Someone is going to.
Jerry Butler is going to show up and say,
that movie was incredible.
Hey, we can't be doing this.
No. We can't.
That's what happens.
Exactly like that.
Next.
Shout out to
Jordan Peele's got a new movie coming out. Nope. I mean, I'd like to see a trailer. You know, the fucking poster's nice, but
speaking of cloud seeding,
yeah, what is it? Is it aliens?
I don't know what's going on here. Someone also said there's a
Paul
face.
Walker.
No. Keke Palmer.
No. In the middle.
Yeah, Keke Palmer.
Oh.
I also Kahlua again. Big Kahlua guy. They said there's a face on the right side, seat, right where the mountains are in the clouds.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they said there's a face.
Yeah, someone
over
said
there.
That, and then there were like 10 replies it. Right beneath it. Like, no, there's not.
I don't see it. Yeah, I see it. I don't see it either.
I see Donkey Kong.
I thought Paul Walker was coming back.
That would be.
Man, there's only one movie he would come back for, Tony.
Family?
Yeah.
It looks like a.
Takers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I actually watched that on the weekend.
Into the Blue?
That movie's the
Another
best,
Varsity
dude.
Blues.
Oh, T.I. is a hell of an actor.
Lance.
T.I. is a good actor.
Marvel movies.
Took my money. Took my bitch from me.
Hell yeah.
Was Jordana in the newest?
Duh. She's part of the family.
Who? Well, I know, but.
You still haven't seen it either?
No.
Yeah, neither.
Is The Rock in here?
In Nope?
No. In the folder?
No.
How do you feel about that, pal? The Rock just laughing in Vin's face.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he is in there. Oh, whoops.
Okay. Next.
Unless that's the one thing that didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a good screenshot if you want to zoom in on the guy's eat.
We talked about this on Pat Show. This acrobatic. What is this thing?
I don't know.
Zoom in. The Knox.
Oh.
The original Daredevil circus. That's a fucking
cans wet.
Stormy Daniels.
The nerveless Knox.
The original Daredevil circus.
Nerveless.
This guy.
He's nerveless now. Fuck.
This guy. Oh, God. Busted his spleen. Probably broke his back. Maybe his neck.
Damn near died.
Yeah, he fell. 30 feet out of this thing.
Got this thing fucking
onto.
Swinging around. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Ted Daniel. If you haven't seen the video, go check it out because this guy.
Man.
The screenshot you have of the moment that his spine is severed.
Also, I'm just realizing now it's from Barnstable. I mean, I believe there's an HBO documentary on Barnstable being like the meth and crack capital of the United
States.
That's
how you say that.
That's not Barnstable.
Yeah, no, it's Barnstable.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's not Barnstable. Barnstable.
Barnstable. This guy.
Shout out Cape Cod.
So he walks around in a hamster wheel for his life, and this time he did get a bit.
Well, he doesn't walk around. He fucking absolutely. I mean, he can do
floats,
anything.
Dude.
Yeah. He's a goddamn maestro. He just happened to have 18 shots of whiskey this morning.
Yeah, and it was slick out there.
It was.
It rained a little bit.
Look, you can see the clouds. There's no
That's
sun.
Right. No sun.
The amount of meth these carnies are on.
Oh, man, it is.
He probably didn't feel it, to be honest.
Well, he was falling in slow motion, it looked like. And then, oh! Well, fucking hit the steel thing.
Moderate injuries. I mean, I don't know how.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was in surgery, I think, for probably like 36 hours.
But. several nerve endings.
It did say serious,
but
not life-threatening.
It doesn't make sense how broken back is a moderate injury.
But hey, come on, you know what? Shout out to this guy, because 2 weeks from now, he's going to be fucking sliding up and down that thing. doing the same thing.
Do you think carnies get a lot of ass from carnival goers?
Yeah, dude.
You ever seen Joe Dirt?
Yeah. That was just from Mandy.
You want this bear?
Nah, that wasn't Mandy, dude.
Candy?
That was fucking...
Randy Danny?
I don't remember what her fucking name was, to be honest.
His sister.
Yeah, his sister.
Who
allegedly.
He thought was his sister.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Next... Shout out to this guy. VH1's rebooting The Surreal Life with Dennis Rodman, Stormy Boops Daniels, and Manny Mua, and more.
Did we see awesome. Who was more?
Yeah, who's more?
I do not watch The Surreal Life.
What
so
is
I did
The Surreal
not
Life?
The Surreal Life was awesome.
Yeah. What is it?
Is it the one with Mini-Me?
What? Jose Canseco was on it.
What? Yeah, that was the one with Mini Me. I'm looking up the rest of the cast here. It is awesome.
Around. Okay, here we go.
Oh yeah, spit them out.
August Alsina, you'll likely know him as the rapper from the entanglement with our boy Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Then we got CJ Lana Perry of the WWE.
Oh, fucking Rusev's wife.
Dennis Rodman, Frankie Muniz.
What? Malcolm? Yes, no!
Kim Cole, Stormy Daniels, and Tamar Braxton.
Wow.
Okay.
And they just live together?
Yeah. It's fucking electric. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's like grown up, real world, but you already know the people in the house. It's sweet.
Yeah.
This is the one where Vern Troyer got all boozed up, just pissing everywhere.
Yeah,
in the house.
Driving around.
Vanilla Ice fucked up the house in the finale. It was awesome. Oh my God.
Meanwhile, have you seen Vanilla lately?
No.
He's got his own show on DIY Network where he rebuilds and flips houses.
What?
It's real good.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's awesome.
What's it called?
I don't know.
It's not better than Lucas Lagoons, though.
No, it's not.
Builds or
why have we not watched any Lucas recently? What happened? Why have we not been watching Lucas?
Is there new episodes?
No. It's so hard to get an episode nowadays.
I believe Crash accidentally killed the old woman. Dumped like a big old payload of cement on her accidentally.
What
a
bummer.
Yeah.
No, Crash, no!
I just figured there weren't enough people who could afford $10 million.
You remember that family with a $20,000 budget?
Yeah, I think people started getting keen on the "I want to spend $30K," and he comes in and says, "Okay, $30K sounds awesome, but when we spend $230K, you're not gonna believe what your backyard looks like."
Sorry.
And then you guys just fucking wait till I'm on that show one day.
He cripples these people with debt. They end up they don't even get to enjoy it.
Hey, I'm gonna take your house now because my brother's a real estate agent, and you're fucked.
Oh, but shout out to Luke Lagoons. He's got some incredible projects. Oh,
yeah. It's called the Vanilla Ice Project.
Yeah, it's nice.
9 seasons in.
Oh, yeah.
9?
What?
It's so good.
Good for vanilla, dude.
How has no one ever seen this? And there's been 9 seasons of it.
All the
I don't know if
stink.
Anyone has the DIY Network.
Nope. That, I agree.
That is also why you haven't seen Lucas Lagoons, because I do believe that is its home.
Yeah. Really? It is a DIY Network. I mean,
damn, all this talking about Lucas Lagoons makes me want to go watch an episode of that tonight. I'll tell you that much.
Next! What do you admit?
I'm strictly an HGTV guy.
Yeah, same.
I think everybody is.
What are you always watching on HGTV, Mitt?
Big fan of the all the Hawaii ones. The Property Brothers are all right.
Property Brothers.
Okay. Yeah,
they're always just on there.
Was Roloff Farms on there?
Is that the guy and girl? They're a nice couple.
Hell yeah.
No.
Is Magnolia that, Farms?
Oh, the two?
No. Roloff Farms. I think it was Big Little People, Big World.
That was TLC.
That was TLC.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Good show, though.
TLC. That is a good show.
Flipping Vegas. Show. This dude, Scott, just comes in, buys the shittiest house on the block, and screams at people till they fix it.
I'd be interested in watching
Hold on.
Who's that on? TLC, or that's on HGTV?
I'm not sure. It's always on real early in the morning sometimes when I wake up.
Probably not.
You'll buy a house.
That seems more like a TL.
It's got tarantulas all throughout. He's like, get these fucking tarantulas out of my house!
HG's more of a feel-good.
That's awesome.
I'm in on that.
Gabe Morenci hosted.
Yeah, basically, he is a similar to Gabe.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Now we're talking.
Let's go.
There is new Bigfoot video coming out of Michigan. Apparently, a kayaker filmed this alleged Sasquatch while out on the river. Some are saying overdressed fishermen. Others are saying this is legit.
Is there a video?
Hashtag the squash
there
is real.
This is like the best. It's like a 2-second video. This is the best screenshot you're gonna get. I thought it was a naked lady.
Yeah, I see.
And that ain't squash.
I mean, that's a big fat stupid.
When you do, when you do see the video, are boobs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Looks like a naked lady. Bigfoot.
More like big boobs.
No, this guy was probably walking in the woods and shit his pants and had to get rid of him and go bathe in the...
Or lives in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, basically lives next to Adam Sandler in The Water Boy or whatever that fucking guy's name is.
Yeah.
Is this a serial pooper?
I doubt it.
No, because that guy or lady definitely doesn't run. We know that.
Yeah.
They would have been caught by now.
This person shits their pants all the time. And they just have to go down to the...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I guess I might go bathe in the river.
Fucking river. I'll be back, Darlene.
Yeah. Bro, I told you to put...
Oh, they took that video of me.
So much goddamn butter in them mashed potatoes. Keep shitting my fucking pants.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Keep putting that shit in there. I'm fucking.
Did you watch the videos, Zeke?
No, I'm not.
I fucking love butter.
Next. That ain't no fucking Squatch. I did watch this whole fucking trailer.
This looks fucking
Dune
awesome,
is coming
dude.
October 22nd, and it looks fucking awesome.
Has anyone seen the original?
No,
I haven't either.
Why did I think Brad Pitt was going to be in Dune? Is he in something similar? It's supposed to be something similar than that.
What, this is a remake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like similar to...
Blade Runner is probably what you're thinking.
No.
Maybe? No?
As far as a remake, the one with...
Jesus Christ. This ought to be good.
You got this.
This is peak.
Rattle that brain around a little bit. Shake your head.
The guy who plays the movie where his penis is out the whole time. One word.
His pink.
His brain's working right now.
His penis is out the whole time.
Bruno?
Something with a B, maybe. Tom Hardy.
All okay. Right.
Thinking of Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, Mad Max, you're saying.
Eastern Promises.
Mad Max.
Mad Max is what you're saying. Okay.
No. With Mel Gibson. Tom Hardy when his penis is out the whole time.
Oh, Bronson.
Bronson.
Wow. Why is that like this?
Because, you know, it's a remake and it's going
to
be sweet.
Like Mad Max. Like you're trying to get some Tom Hardy through that movie.
Was Tom Hardy
Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah.
Mad Max is sweet. But that's why I don't want to watch the original Dune, because this is my Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old one isn't my Dune.
I didn't see the original Mad Max.
I did not know this was a remake. I did not know.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't know.
80s or something like that,
I didn't know like who was in it or anything. Yeah, it does look sweet, though.
It's got what's his name in it, who I really like.
Who's the director?
Dan Bautista?
No, not Dom. Dom is in it. He looks awesome.
Dom's in it.
The other guy.
Timothée Chalamet.
Josh Brolin.
There it is.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
I love
Cable.
Brolin.
Josh has really had a Cable surge in his career
ever
the last
since
two.
Gangster Squad. Brolin's had my attention.
That's a good one.
Oh, Gangster Squad. You know who else is fucking electric in that?
Gossip.
Uh-huh. You know it.
Uh-huh.
You know it.
Tony, you should watch
who's
Mad Max Thunderdome.
The original?
Not the original. I think it's two.
I think it's the sequel, yeah.
They're supposed to make another Mad
Good
Max.
Movie.
So.
The guy who's directing this directed Blade Runner, Arrival, and Sicario.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Prisoners, too, I think.
Sicario is awesome.
All good movies.
Sicario 2 wasn't great.
Dennis Villeneuve.
Tarantino is fucking filming this thing.
Oh, he's got a scarf around his neck in his picture, so you know he's a good director.
Let's go.
True.
Yeah, the cast is unreal, though.
And he did Arrival, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oscar Isaac. I love him. He's in this
Zendaya's
as well.
Zendaya's in it.
Zendaya's in it.
I like it. Sign me up. Is that mean? What's her name? What's his name's in it?
Tom Holland not in it.
Thank you.
He was filming.
I believe Chinese Zeet is in it though.
Who?
Chinese Zeet from
Ned.
Ned.
From Tom Holland's best.
Oh no!
I'm kicking Tom. Get fucking Chinese Zeet in there.
I don't see him in the cast list. This is bad.
What is he? He's not Chinese.
I don't know. I have no idea.
He was also the bad guy in Deadpool 2, right?
No.
That was New Zealand Z.
Yeah, you're thinking of New Zealand Z.
Crocky.
Or he might have been Australian Z.
That's fucked up.
Playing,
he was a Z nonetheless.
So that guy's not in Dune?
I guess not. I thought he might have been.
I just looked up.
I thought they were adapting like a Jabba the Hutt character.
It would actually be Hawaiian Z.
Too much.
Okay.
That's my Tito. Bad for crossing the line here, boys.
That's Tito from Rocket Power.
Yeah. Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Goldberg graduated from drug court.
Congratulations,
Goldberg! Yeah, they threw his burglar case out.
What's drug court?
My shoulder.
Did you hurt yourself cheering for Goldberg?
Yeah. It was good. So bad.
It was good.
That's.
What's drug court?
You slam it against the desk. It'll pop right back in.
Like meth. Lethal Weapons 3.
Yeah. You go to court for that?
Yeah, when you like...
Yeah, meth can't do it here.
When you go and steal a bunch of shit on meth, you do have to go to a burglar case, and then you plead that you were on meth, and you go to drug court.
How did your burglar case go?
When you wake popped. Up in random people's houses every weekend, what do you do?
I have never been in a random person's house.
Oh, okay.
There's no way that's true.
Okay, I've never broken into a random person's house. Yeah, I don't know. That's really all I get. That's really all I get.
You ever woke up with a shotgun on your face?
Hell yeah.
What? Golf club?
What?
Aluminum bat?
What?
22?
What?
Snub nose?
What?
Louisville slugger?
What?
What?
Yeah, congrats, Goldberg. He looks weird. He does. And I don't love how he looks.
His face is so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, a lot of years of meth will
do that
to you.
Looks like you can peel it off.
I don't know where he got the beady eyes from.
Me neither.
probably meth.
I mean, at least he doesn't look like fucking Master Splinter anymore, because he...
I'm glad he got the color in his hair back. Because he was great.
Master Splinter, but he's hung up on the fence.
Yeah. Fucking Togo and Razor.
Congrats, though, Goldberg. Congrats. Love you.
Hey, baby Goldberg.
Next.
CBD MD is the trusted leader in CBD industry that is committed to promoting support recovery and relaxation.
Yeah.
They have a wide variety of THC-free products ranging from the classic CBD oil tinctures to CBD gummies and even full line of pet products.
Wow.
Big Walt loves these things. He gets a little too out of line, acting up, a little too crazy, got the zoomies. Hey, Walt. Eat a couple of these. Real chill. Well, when it comes to unwinding after a long day or a tough workout, nothing helps you relax and escape the day like a combination of CBD Freeze and CBD PM. CBD Freeze, that's a nice little roll on. You get a, after a long round of golf, your back's a little tight, a little sore. You roll that stuff right on, you'll be feeling good.
I always have it in my golf bag.
CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning gel product that offers instant temporary cooling relief for sore muscles and joints in convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. There's also CBD PM for those of you that can't sleep. It's got 500 milligrams of superior CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep-promoting ingredients that create a powerful and effective sleep aid.
Thank you.
I use this stuff to knock myself out all the time. Works like a charm. And to make it even easier for you, try CBD MD for yourself. They're giving away all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use our promo code THEPOD at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code THEPOD at checkout for 25% off your next purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBD MD.
Oh, great. Yeah. See, yes! All of Army to the Dead.
Of the Dead.
Is in the works with Zack Snyder to return to direct.
See you boys in Mexico. Can't wait. That's where he flew to, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. That's where they're going to do it. Fucking yes.
Talk about a movie that looked like it was going to absolutely stink. It wasn't.
Didn't
stink. It didn't even
realize. Guess who starred in it, by the way, too? Fucking Michael Pena.
What? Is that true?
Benicio Del Toro as well.
Hell yeah.
You son of a bitch. Yeah,
they don't know any of that.
Till Del Toro.
You shut your mouth.
You had me till Del Toro.
Guess what? If Pena was in this, I'd green light. I'm in. Let's do it.
I wonder if they bring D'Elia back.
That's a good question. They might.
Hey, Chris, sorry.
Did girl D'Elia make it out?
She died. No, she died in a plane crash.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
So by the time this comes out, it's actually going to be the third film in this series, because they do have the prequel coming out, Army of Thieves, that's only about the safecracker.
Huh. Yeah, no one's going to watch that one.
Yeah.
Who's the safecracker?
The worst
German
character.
Guy.
The weirdo German.
He was
weird. Oh, yeah, he gets... He's popped at the end.
Yeah, this movie stunk. I mean, there's
it did no, stink.
There's no two ways about it. That's I'll watch another one because it's on Netflix. You know, who cares? But shit, I won't watch this one again.
That's not true. The movie didn't stink.
Dom Bautista.
Thank you.
Great.
That's all you need.
Yeah, they killed him off. What?
No, it's a prequel.
What? But the dude who didn't die.
Yeah.
He's sweet.
Yeah, but he's a zombie now.
Yeah, but he was jacked.
True.
You're that's just saying that because of this picture with his arm right there.
Yeah, no, I watched the movie, dude.
But
he was yacked up.
What else was he?
He was sweet, dude. I want to be able to pull off.
What's his name from Power, dude?
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It is.
Yeah,
that guy's a weapon.
I might start wearing that like type of
gear
scarf around my neck.
Oh, please do.
That'd be sweet.
That would be nice.
Those circle scarves are cool.
Yeah.
I don't like the
Infinity scarves, is that what they're called?
Is that what they are?
Is that what it is?
I don't like the normal
military
ones.
Military Infinity scarves.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to start wearing tactical gear everywhere.
I should.
Bulletproof vest.
I'll get you one, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go backpack. Into it. You got to go into
gloves.
It.
Army surplus.
Slow, one at a time.
One at a time, yeah. I agree.
I mean, maybe.
By this time next year.
But if you
have a backpack.
Tactical Digs is back.
Yeah.
You start gearing up.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be a basically like Cena showing up at Money in the Bank.
It would be.
If you fucking brought back. Oh my God! Oh my God! Tactical Digs!
The pop.
Antifa Digs!
The pop would be massive.
You wouldn't have had to bow to an oppressive communist government.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about John Cena.
You mean my Supreme Leader?
All right, I ain't standing for this. Yeah, so, okay, next. Army of the Dead, so everyone's excited for it. Mitt, did you watch that?
No, I didn't watch Army of the Dead.
You gotta read this.
This was what I said earlier before. I was really excited for it to come up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so Mitt tweeted yesterday, "Hey, listen, I better be able to get the new damn Xbox before Madden 22 drops. I'm going to be on a mission this year, yo. No cap, dog. Number one butt player in the world this year. No fucking cap, dude."
You are a mutt, dude.
You were joking, though, when you tweeted this, right?
Yeah, do you guys remember?
Yeah, you are an actual
mutt. Because I retweeted this for sure. This was awesome. I was like, yeah. Mitt's a dog. Fucking no cap, dog. I'm going to be the number one mutt player in the world this year.
No cap, dog. No, but
I've never seen so many emojis. I love Trollman.
Yeah, Trollman is.
I don't because I can never tell if it's real or it's him.
No, we know. We know when it's this absurd.
Yeah.
I knew.
Yeah,
but that's why it has to be this absurd because if it's just like a hair under this, right. You think he's serious.
You're right.
Yeah. See, no. Now we're evolving, but this was a play on
he's
the
growing
old,
strong.
The kids that would tweet their like highlights out in high school, and they would always put these emojis. So I just wanted to make sure I put in the emojis.
Hell yeah.
This one.
Turn up.
No cap, man. I like what you're doing.
No cap. Straight up. Someone also just helped me out on getting an Xbox. No cap.
Yeah, no cap. I would take an Xbox or a PS5. No cap.
Yeah, next. Same. No cap.
How many people do you think read that tweet and thought it was real and just and like went to bed like shaking,
wanting to punch Mitt in the face?
So
oh yeah,
mad
a lot.
Mitt's existence.
Mitt's fucking profile picture too. It's just a
money Mitt, dude.
My DMs do get pretty damn funny.
You want to read one?
No, no, not at all.
Damn, I feel like those would be electric.
Money.
Some
Mitt.
Of them are actually kind of mean, but it's
you don't say, Mitt.
Yeah, like after this tweet,
Mitt, you can't live that troll life and be afraid of a few mean DMs.
Nah,
no,
no, no.
Okay. That's the life you're living.
Hell yeah.
I have a good time. I have a good life.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Well,
number one mutt player in the fucking world, dude.
Sucking on my ghost boob.
No fucking cap, dude.
Next.
Straight out of the dog.
Yep. Warner Media CEO Jason Kilar insists his studio won't abandon exclusive releases of tentpole picks at the local theater. But it will also produce 10 movies next year exclusively for HBO Max.
Thus destroying the local theater.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Long live the king.
Long
may he reign.
What is the tentpole?
That's like Marvel movies and stuff like that. So yeah, there won't be any movies in theaters outside of shit like that, and everything else is going to be on like HBO Max.
That's what it should be.
Which I'm actually, yeah, let's do it.
Nick, you win.
Stink. I'm glad you're just finally ready to admit.
I'll go down, fucking go into a movie once
Hell
a
yeah.
week.
Oh, you're going down.
Yeah, that's probably, fine. I can sleep at night fine,
I would be
knowing
shocked.
I tried.
And this is not understated. I'd be shocked if I ever step in a theater again.
Well, it's a good thing you stood on the battle line spewing that bullshit.
That's the story of my life.
There's no shame in adopting early, admitting defeat here. You can still go once in a while, but let's be honest. You guys aren't saving anything. All your hard-earned dollars at the theater. You're not saving a damn thing.
That second trip for Tenet really did take the wind out of my movie theater.
I mean,
there
was an issue when I tried to go to Forever Purge on the weekend.
I completely forgot about this.
There was a 2:30 showing that was online that I saw. And so I walked up to the mall where the theater is, and I went to buy a ticket, and they said, that is canceled. There's only a 4:30 showing.
Damn.
They don't care about you. All they care about is that money. Fuck them.
Damn, Oos.
It was tough.
It is messed up.
It was tough.
That's fucked up, Oos.
That's fucked up. Oof.
So you didn't get to see Forever Purge?
Nah, I wasn't waiting around.
Also, apparently that movie is terrible.
Yeah,
so I only saw like they I only a favor. Michael Bay had his hands on it, I thought.
Oh, no, so no, what? No way.
So you, yeah.
No.
So that's the only reason I was going to go.
There was definitely dump out.
Michael Bay, executive producer.
Well, Michael Bay did Underground. That did Underground 6, so I was done with him.
Unless he's directing?
Sure. That just means he gave him a few bucks instead of...
I mean, I've seen every Purge. I might as well see that one. Come on. Come on. True.
Yeah, for sure.
Finish it off.
But it's the Forever Purge that everyone gets mucked and then there's one guy.
Forever Purge, basically, the purge just never stops.
Yeah.
Like, they have the 24 hours, they say it's over, and then a group of people just say, this is going forever.
So it's so it's not the last one because those people get taken out in the end.
Don't finish them in the end.
I have not seen it.
Don't worry.
I'll have to go to two movies this week.
I'll send you a link.
Don't need it.
Don't need it.
Next.
Sure.
Okay.
You know what I love?
What?
Cigars.
Okay.
You know who's got the best of them?
Who?
Cigars International.
Hell yeah!
They got everything you could possibly want. They got the long cigars. They got the short cigars that are thick, that last a long time.
Oh, dark and light.
Yeah. Dark. They got a little dark. They got a little light. They kind of have both.
They got a little medium.
They have the medium. They have all of them. And I've been ordering exclusively from Cigars International because they always deliver whether you're here.
What?
Whether you're at home in, you know, Iowa or Pittsburgh.
What?
Canada.
What?
It's international, boys. This place is no joke. It's easy. You just go to cigarsinternational.com, promo code
POD,
and they'll take care of you. It's that
simple. That's why we like them.
You know? I love them.
Love you, Cigars International.
Thank you, Cigars International.
The Link Master.
Like Ink Master.
Yeah.
This is about
the hits keep coming for you.
This is about the Rock.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I laughed and I laughed hard. Dewey the Rock Johnson said when asked about the comments per the Hollywood Reporter's Rebecca Keegan. I think everyone had a laugh at that, and I'll leave it at that. And that I've wished them well. I wish them well on Fast 9, and I wish them the best of luck on Fast 10 and Fast 11, and the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do that will be without me. Speaking with Men's Health in June. Vin Diesel suggested the reported tensions between himself and Johnson were due to his decisions to push for a specific vision for the Hobbs character.
Ooh.
Diesel even managed to include a reference to the late Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini.
Love that.
We had to get there, and sometimes at that time, I could give a lot of tough love.
Hell yeah.
Vin Diesel told Ryan D'Agostino at the time.
D'Agostino's! We got a sub shop. Go ahead. Sorry. D'Agostino's!
Not Fellini-esque, but I would do anything I'd have to do in order to get performances in anything that I'm producing.
So Vin was basically saying, like, I
need more
created The Rock.
He's saying, I need more out of your character. And The Rock probably said, hey, Vin, how about you kiss my ass? And basically they went at each other, and what do you know? The Rock's role shrank significantly in that last movie.
I'm on Dewey's side.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, you should be, because I like this little subtle shot here. You know, The Rock, he's doing this for Jungle Cruise, which he's promoting right now. And he's going to go on and do a different movie. And in a different movie. And in another movie. And in a different movie. They say, you guys,
what are you doing?
You're Fast 10, you're Fast 11, Fast 12. I'll be over here doing all these other movies.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Black Adam is going to be sick. I am pumped for that.
Yeah, I'm sick of my ooze.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, Vin Diesel doesn't really do shit outside of Fast and Furious movies. I mean, he voiced Groot, obviously, but outside of that, he hasn't really.
It's not good that John Cena said Vin Diesel could be WWE champion right now if he wanted to.
He said that?
He was just ribbing.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, maybe that's an elaborate ruse to get him in there so then he can fucking hit him with the STFU and say, this is my world too, motherfucker!
That would be and then The Rock fucking rock bottles him.
Yeah. It's a fucking long con between Cena and The Rock.
Is he still calling the STFU? I thought it was the CCC.
Yeah, nah, I think you son of a bitch. I think he did change it from the STFU. I don't think he can call it that anymore. It's like the attitude adjustment or some shit that. But it's a great move, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Vin Diesel's...
Love you, Rock!
Love you, Rock.
It's gonna be tough for you to listen to.
Yeah, I know. Because Vin's your favorite actor ever, right?
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious. Who gives a shit about anything The Rock says?
Bingo.
He ain't on the team.
He's not, what he says. Fast and Furious is still going. Fast and Furious. Whether The Rock is there or not.
What about Hobbs and Shaw, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Hobbs and Shaw stunk.
What?
Whoa.
Would you say that to fucking Joe Noise Face?
Is that because the Usos are in there?
It's not Fast and Furious, dude. Whoa, if Vin Diesel's not in it, it's not Fast and Furious.
He wasn't in Tokyo Drift until the very end.
Yeah.
Still in it.
Imagine if
family
Dwayne.
He wasn't in two.
Johnson.
Yeah, wasn't stunk. In
two. No, Tyree?
Oh, so you don't like Paul Tyreek's.
Walker. If Dwayne Johnson was Dom Toretto from the beginning, imagine where this franchise
is. Oh, my God.
Through the moon.
Biggest franchise in the history of movies, period.
It already is.
Forget about the Godfathers.
It already is.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Fast and Furious for the end of time.
Yeah.
It ain't already bigger than Harry Potter.
Probably.
Harry Potter stinks.
No, it's not.
Harry, are you still watching that?
Harry!
Zito, are you still watching that the dirty Harry Potter show?
What was that?
No, yeah, they got renewed for season 2.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, the magic show.
Yeah, I can't remember what's Fate. I think Fate. It's called Fate. Yeah. Faith?
Faith? No, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. You should watch it.
I accidentally got sucked in watching an hour of... Oh, no, you lied.
Wait, what?
You lied and you said there are boobs in that show. There weren't.
I did lie. I apologize. There is no dump offs, but it is a good show.
I accidentally got sucked into watching
Fate?
World of Warcraft, like an hour of it.
Oh, it's so good.
World of Warcraft.
That movie fucking stunk.
No.
It did stink.
Was so good.
So bad.
Zito, that was like up for one of worst movies ever. Yeah. Like, we fucked this up so bad.
Everybody What's worse, that or Space Jam?
Space Jam.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I really don't. I would probably say Warcraft.
I haven't seen Warcraft.
It's
good.
Will.
It's
yeah,
really good.
Never will. You're right.
Who's the Warlock?
No one knows because it stunk.
It's so bad. And whoever it was doesn't want people to know.
Right.
That's not true.
That was him.
Hey, weren't you in?
No. Wait. Not me. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
No. I'm not even an actor. No.
Oh, Ben Foster.
Ben Foster.
He was also in
310 to Yuma, dude.
Yep.
Great movie.
I got Ben Wade in there!
That is a good movie.
That dude?
Yeah.
Who's Hell or High movie? Water.
Yeah.
Well. Hell or High Water.
Yep.
Fucking unreal movie.
Fucking that. Angel in the X-Men franchise.
Yep. Uh-huh. He's in The Punisher.
Yep. What?
I watched that the other night. What?
What?
The Punisher?
Yeah.
What?
With Tom Jane. What? John Travolta. What?
Oh, Big Dick Jane.
Swordfish.
Calisthenics.
Oh, Swordfish is a banger.
Halle Berry's boobs. What?
I'm fucking taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, he's got a great line in that.
Yeah, what is it again?
Tells Denzel, lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's where he's like, okay, Travolta. I think he fucking ad-libbed it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty sweet. Next.
John, good work.
Oh, yeah, this was... I don't know if this is real, but apparently...
Hard to imagine.
This guy was born with a head... With another face and functioning brain on the back.
Is this Harry Potter?
Basically.
I mean, it looks fake as shit. I don't know what
the face does for sure.
But, yeah, apparently, you know.
I tried to look this up.
Hell of a hairstyle.
Because I have to know. Like, yeah. I'm the type of person that has to know. And there was a lot of, like, dancing around. Like, hey, it's probably fake, but no one's been able to prove that it is for sure.
Oh, he committed suicide?
Well, allegedly.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
It said he went to bed at night and the fucking face on the back of his head would say terrible, mean things to him and scary things to him. And,
you ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, and he couldn't get this thing to shut up, so apparently...
But he controlled his body?
Yeah. But that guy just walked around and said, like, you're a fucking bitch.
He couldn't cut this thing's tongue out, or it's...
That's the thing.
Your job fucking stinks. I have a sweet-ass job if I had your fucking body.
She's saying shit like that.
I'm a deadbeat loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and that's what this guy was saying.
I mean, that
can't
face,
be real.
That face is about as fake as it gets.
You'll never get pussy like I do.
Yeah.
Let me buzz the fucking box. Put me in.
Well, and I think that's what he said too. Like sometimes, you know, like he'd have to like go up to like the edge of a door frame and just bash his head into the back of the wall. Uh-huh. You know, and when
stop,
you
stop, stop, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
You win.
I'm fucking done.
Fucking nose, dude.
Yeah, so I think this is fake. Yeah. Next. But shout out to this guy. Absurd stat of the day. China's new maglev train revealed for the first time yesterday, can achieve a top speed of 373 miles per hour, making it the fastest ground vehicle in the world. With that speed, it would take just over 2 hours to travel from New York City to Chicago.
That's fast.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Why do we not have this type of... we've been saying it for fucking years. I feel like every year we talk about it in here.
Yeah.
We need a fucking train rail system like this.
We do. And it would be sweet, but Elon's too busy building fucking tunnels underneath cities.
Take the power away from the planes.
And put them into...
Trains.
Well, normally you'd rely on something like espionage, international espionage, to get like the plans to do something like this.
Don't.
But when you got John Cena protecting secret documents, you got no shot.
I mean, I guess... knew it. I was thinking, too, that, like, why not build things that go this fast? I mean, if there's, a regular, you know, train accident, like, people are going to die anyway. Like, if this thing derails, everyone on board is dead. Yeah,
disintegrated.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Denzel if that happens anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Unstoppable.
Maybe in Chris Pine.
Yeah, you might as well get evaporated.
Get the boys back together.
They say the only thing that moves faster than this is John Cena when he has to apologize to the Chinese government. Okay, I'm done. Okay.
Was there somber? Is that in the background?
No, before he popped into the screen, that was playing.
Okay, yeah. I thought so. I wasn't sure. Next. This is wild, though. They do need to do this between New York and Chicago. Yeah. I don't know where they'd do it.
Just straight line.
Across. Probably just LA to New York.
There's that one map that goes viral every time it's posted.
That's what I'm talking about.
High-speed rail maglev system that could connect up the entire United States.
But, I mean, but do we have the infrastructure for that?
Yes. Yes, that's what we're saying. In the goddamn map, you can see the infrastructure.
Yeah, are we the best country in the world or not?
Jake Laser?
Are we the best country in the world or not?
We were the best country in the world, Tony.
Build the system.
I don't know how that thing worked. That speech, whatever.
Yeah, the fucking newsroom speech. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
We are not the best in the world anymore.
Tell you what, if somebody runs on this campaign, I'm voting for them.
For sure.
Don't care what else their policies are.
I'm going to build the train.
I'm going to put a fucking maglev system in the entire United States.
Put that guy in office.
You want to get from New York to California in 4 hours? Done. Get on a train that goes 550 miles an hour.
Magnets.
Next.
You can die.
You will, and some of you will die.
You will die. If you're listening to this, you're dead.
We got a video here.
Okay. Who's this from? The Baby Brothers?
No, because you would hear.
Oh, you're right.
This thing breaks. Brakes. Oh, no, there goes the air brakes.
Oh, yeah, this thing's rolling down into. What's it hauling here?
A billion pounds of rocks.
Oh! That happened so fast.
How was that deep right there?
Good night. That
fall. What was that guy carrying?
It looks like boulders.
A billion pounds of rocks.
Yeah, that is a heavy load.
Where was this at?
I have no idea.
Turkey, I think.
Dagestan?
How's this guy? Where's
his fucking ass? Shifting gears up there, trying to
my spool is dead. No, no.
Wait a minute. I mean, that thing sank in less than a second.
Ashbula! Someone get him out of there. I'm the guy filming just like, yep, whoops.
Yeah.
another
good luck, pal.
What?
That, yeah. Rest in peace, Ashbula.
We miss you, Ashbula.
We miss you, Ashbula.
And then we got one other video.
Is this guy, some guy standing on a roof? I'm guessing he's going to fall off. What was that guy doing?
I think he was running away from that cop.
That cop just looks at him and goes, oh, God,
turn up the audio on this one.
Was that Jason Bourne?
Oh, there's audio. He's right there.
What do you think? Stay down! Stay down! This guy's got two broken legs.
Bones sticking out of his
leg,
bro. Stay down!
Oh, man. It looked
like
wild.
He had him fooled up on the roof there, though.
Yeah, he was fine.
Hey, that's a steep roof, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, and he did got to have, like, the Ethan Hunt Mission Impossible slide down. He was going to land right on top of that car perfectly.
He would have been fine.
He seriously would have been.
Oh, my fucking legs!
I think you can hear him say that.
Oh man!
Look at the angle of my leg.
At least he didn't. At least he didn't hit that little fucking Mickey Mouse satellite dish on the way down.
How hard do you think his head bounced off the?
Oh my god! It started going forward. Bleeding from his ears immediately.
Yeah.
Disappears right here.
His knee went right through his jaw. He lost probably 15 to 16 teeth.
At least.
Just disintegrated, exploded immediately.
Stay out.
Yeah.
I can't fucking move. What?
He's got his teeth sticking out of his fucking, the top part of his mouth, his lips and shit. Next. Is that it?
Oh, that is it.
I think we have a very special edition of Bangers today. Wow. Bangers is back, but if you're watching on YouTube, see you guys. Have a good weekend. Thanks for watching. What'd you say? Ted Lasso tomorrow. Ooh. Thanks for the reminder. Subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, rate, review, all that bullshit. Appreciate you guys. But we'll see you later. Let's get into some Friday Bangers.
Come on.
I'll see you later, Tony.
See you, Tony. Good luck, dude.
All right, this week's edition of Bangers, which you can find at PMI, Friday Bangers 2.0 on Spotify and Apple Music. We decided we want to do wrestling theme in honor of Friday Night SmackDown. Pat's been crushing it on every time. And first up, we got the man himself. Let me make sure I can get the audio queued up here.
Do we have the audio queued up, man?
Wow.
Bosh off! That's Edge's music.
Just wait for it.
You'll know.
Jesus, Edge looks pissed tonight.
Next up, we got, I mean, we had to put this in here.
Shinsuke.
No, we couldn't get Boogs on this version, obviously, but.
Chicken.
I'm Rick!
Yeah.
Boogs!
We had to get this in here. Pat going electric every time this entrance hits. Guys, since he had his big return and everybody's so excited, and Connor's watched this video like 50,000 times running out of the tunnel, John Cena.
Please tell me what you're going to do. I think you're going to do.
Unfortunate that he has changed his entrance music to the national anthem of the Republic of China, but this is what we're were forced to deal with.
Damn you.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's just... Too bad no one's ever going to hear this because I'm going to cut it out. You know?
Yeah.
It's too bad.
You've gone too far.
I've gone too far?
Yeah.
This is a bang, though. It fucking goes hard.
Hope you're happy, Cena.
All right, see you guys.